Private Party!
Oh my God, is that Private Party?
The newly crowned AEW Tag Team Champions gave me a few minutes of their time to discuss comic book films, and of course, we talked a little bit about wrestling too. Oh, and former AEW TBS champion Willow Nightingale crashes the proverbial private party with a quick cameo to give her thoughts on Spider-Man.
I am here with Private Party at GalaxyCon, and this is absolutely wild. There's lots of AEW stars here tonight. They're having an event, Collision, but the only thing is nobody knows who's competing, and I've already spoke with Orange Cassidy and Britt Baker. Nobody knows.
I'm going to say
Private Party stayed ready, so we have to get ready. So
yeah.
In case when that card goes up and we see our name there, we knock it out the park.
As long as you stay ready, you'll never have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
Okay, quick random question. This is going to be comic book movie related.
Okay.
What is you guys' favorite comic book movie of all time?
It's hard. I think, honestly, Avengers is pretty good. Spider-Man. Yeah, like Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
No.
I mean, Tom Holland's Spider-Man is pretty good, too.
Yeah, but I would say now with it all coming in, like, the multiverse...
I'm gonna also have to say Blade, the first Blade.
First Blade is epic.
Some motherfucker always trying to ice skate uphill.
Crazy. That club scene, oh my God.
Second Blade is pretty good too.
It was all right.
The third Blade.
Hell nah.
Spinebuster?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the first Blade, he did a stolen suplex.
Okay. All
right. You guys travel a lot. That's a big part of your job, right? What is your favorite U.S. state of all time that you've been to?
I can't say where you're from. Right? I can't say New York City. I'll pick somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I like Chicago, honestly. Chicago or L.A.?
I'm liking Florida. Yeah. I'm starting to like warm weather.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're up here and where we're at right now and you feel this cold
temperature. It's freezing. It is freezing outside.
It can stay warm all year long. I might have to say Florida.
Yeah.
The lower states.
Florida's a beautiful place.
Texas not bad either.
A lot warmer, big state, lots of stuff to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we got you a question. Favorite tag team?
Favorite tag team of all time. Wow.
Yep.
Okay, if he's not in there, he's definitely top three, the Hardy Boys.
Okay, I'll take that.
So let's see, if it's not the Hardy Boys, Dudley Boys were great.
Look at this picture.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Crazy,
absolutely,
right?
Awesome. You guys are absolutely, what you guys do in the ring is absolutely amazing. The silly string, like all the crazy antics that you guys do. I love it. Like I'm a big fan. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely big fan. Favorite comic book movie character?
I'm going Spider-Man.
Yeah, my Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I would have to agree with that. I think that, you know, as far as outfit, like costume, power Fire. Set.
Charisma. Gotta be Spider-Man.
Wait. Batman.
Can I persuade you to take a sandwich with you, sir?
I'll get drive through.
We can't sleep on Batman. And his rogues gallery is kind of better than Spider-Man. Actually, it's way better.
A lot in there, like way more than you realize.
Yeah.
Wait, you got Penguin, Joker, Catwoman, all the epic supervillains.
Yep.
All right, I'm jumping. It's Batman. It's Batman.
If you guys had to choose between Marvel or DC.
Marvel.
I can do this all day.
Bruh.
Not even a question.
Not even a question.
In what? Movies?
Let's go movies first.
Oh, hands down, Marvel smokes DC.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Let's not do that. Okay, yeah, it's Marvel.
DC, I think, has a lot of potential, but right now they really haven't proven that potential yet.
I mean, don't get it twisted. I love DC too, but I grew up on Marvel movies, so I'm kind of biased. I have to say Marvel.
I think Marvel's a pretty easy choice, but there's a lot of cool things about the DC world.
Like, oh, man, Dark Knight. God.
DC got video games.
Yes.
Oh, no. Because you can't match the Arkham series and the Spider series. All right.
Arkham series is pretty good, too. But the Spider-Man,
I don't know.
They're both good.
Okay, let me ask you guys. Who's your favorite tag team of all time?
Come on now. The Hardy Boys. The Hardys.
The Hardy Boys are epic. That's
greatest tag team of all time.
You know, the stuff that they did in that era, the Attitude Era, how can you top that?
Like, you can't.
If you try to top that, you're going to put yourself in the hospital or worse.
Actually, they did.
Yeah, multiple they times, did. I'm sure.
TLC 2 is better than TLC 1.
Yeah.
And then there was the TLC on SmackDown that nobody talked.
Whoa, watch out.
We have
watch
a special out. Guest here.
Miss Willow Nightingale.
Howdy.
What is your favorite comic book movie of all time?
Oh. Maybe Spider-Man Homecoming.
Wait. Hold on. Homecoming?
So that's your all-time
that's crazy.
Over Avengers, Endgame, Infinity War, all of them.
Yeah. I think a little like...
That's okay. Nice meeting you.
It's got like a charm and quirk about it. I think Peter Parker in general is just... a fun character.
Yeah.
Over No Way Home?
And the way that Tom Holland plays that character.
Over No Way Home? That's crazy. Homecoming?
Maybe.
Nah, that's crazy.
For me, I feel like the start of the story is always...
Okay. I see.
Is Homecoming the first one? Am I messing this up?
No, I think Homecoming is the second one, right?
Is it the first one? Which one's the first one, Tom Holland? I'm going to be messing
Homecoming,
it up.
Homecoming, yes.
Yeah.
But what about the big team up where No Way Home is when
Tom
McGuire got bit by a spider. Like...
That was good, too. They were in, like, Paris, right?
Yeah. You're thinking of the second one.
I'm mixing them up.
Oh, my God.
Oh but my... you like Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
She don't care.
I like Tom Holland's Spider-Man. I love all Spider-Mans. But I'm going to go back to saying hello to people.
Thank you, Willow. I appreciate it.
I just came to bug these guys.
Well, guys, hey, thank you so much for your time. I promised I'd keep it short. I hope I did kind of keep it short. You guys were great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And until next time, have a good one. That's
Wait a minute. Does Dragon Ball Z count? Because they had that terrible Evolution movie.
I guess there were Dragon Ball Z comic books, so.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, you said movie.
Yeah.
Does Evolution count?
Sure.
No, it doesn't count. I'm just joking. It was so bad.
Once again, I have to thank Private Party and Willow Nightingale for taking time out of their day to talk to a nerd about comic book movies. Thanks for watching or listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. The more likes and comments I get, the more celebs I get to chat with about comic book cinema in the future. Check us out on the other socials, and until next time, have a wonderful day.